702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Adam Gilchrist, when the Taliban took over in Afghanistan, one of the conversations was, I suppose, how long before the world is forced to recognize them or at the very least deal with them. A dire need for food in that country means we really don't have a choice.
Yeah, it looks in some ways, doesn't it? Absolutely, like we are legitimizing the Taliban regime. Members of the Taliban are meeting currently with Western officials in Norway. And these are the first talks, certainly the first talks in Europe since they took control of Afghanistan. The talks are continuing today. I think they finish at the end of today. They're covering human rights and the humanitarian crisis, given that the United Nations says 95% of Afghans don't have enough to eat. So the Taliban wants assets unfrozen in order, they say, to be able to pay for food and aid. A number of protests have taken place. Critics say they shouldn't be rewarded with these meetings. The human rights thing, really? Where do you begin? You have to wonder what was said. Was anything promised? But I guess actions speak louder than words. And ultimately, there are people's lives at stake. So maybe we, you know, have to get stuck in and we have to deal sometimes with the devil, don't we?
And I suppose what you don't want is that 95% of Afghans who are not getting enough food blaming the West for their woes and perhaps more sympathy for the Taliban. It's a complicated one, no doubt, Adam. Now, tell me about trafficked Romanian children, this damning report on what really appears to be the slave trade.
Oh, it absolutely looks like that. Yes, this is a BBC investigation. And specifically, this is on children / teenagers who are being groomed in Romania and then trafficked to the UK. So there could well be other countries for whom this is also true. But in this particular instance, this investigation found that children as young as 10 are groomed. They are, when teenagers, then persuaded or in some cases kidnapped, held captive, pimped out for sex. Some think they found a relationship. They use a tactic called lover boy tactics, where a 13 or 14-year-old girl thinks she's found the one, in inverted commas, and it's, you know, essentially it's a pimp or worse, and a kind of brainwashing, if you like. And it is a thriving industry. They found 430 such cases in 2020. This is just children from Romania to Britain. And you wonder about the marketplace for that as well. So parents in Romania believe some police on that side of things are colluding with the criminals. Police in the UK sometimes are hamstrung because if the girls don't say they've been trafficked, it's very difficult to prove stuff. It's just heartbreaking when you see what parents in Romania are going through in order just to try and find their missing girls.
You've just got to wonder about the market, as you say, Adam. Who buys this kind of
food?
It's not a service, right? Who gets involved in this kind of thing? It really is a scary one. Tell me, lastly, about a remote museum reopening after 2 years.
Yeah, they call it the Museum at the End of the World. I don't know, technically speaking, it's that. It's in South Georgia in the South Atlantic, just over there from you guys. Well, I think, you know.
Yeah, around the corner. Give or take.
And I think, actually, to get there as well from Johannesburg, I think you'd probably have to fly to London, then fly back to the Falklands, then get a boat. So I'm not saying this will immediately be on your tourist map, but nonetheless, it's a museum that had to close in March 2020 and has now reopened. Weirdly enough, there's a museum in South Georgia, which is a British island, run from Scotland. Three staff have returned to the museum. It's quite a journey back to get there. It is a weird place, South Georgia. It's rugged, it's beautiful, it's remote. And the museum is all about boats, polar exploring, because it's a stop-off point, whaling, penguins, all things boaty, I suppose. But it sits in a ghost town, a town that has technically no population, but just itinerant workers who come and go and come and go. So quite who goes to the museum, I'm not really sure. Who will turn up in the summer season 2022? Don't know. Will they wear face masks? Will they have to socially distance? If nothing else, this is just a little tiny tick in the column of return to normality from the pandemic. And I guess that's a good thing.
It's all about punctuation, Adam. I suppose we should have written it a remote museum, reopening, right? I thought you meant the opening of a museum remotely.
Oh, I see.
But now I'm on board. Now I'm
that
on board.
That could have been done too.
I could probably do both, yeah. Adam Gilchrist, that is this morning's Worldview. Fantastic stuff, as always.